Welcome to the Almost Daily Podcast. This is episode 991. Focus on your focus to achieve your goals. That sounds like a really weird title, but basically it is true. And what we're talking about is looking at your goals almost as the byproduct. And we talk about this with weight loss and the scale. And the scale number is the byproduct because you can't directly control it. And there's a lot of things when it comes to your goals, where if they're outcome based, you can't control the outcome. So what you need to do is you will then focus on your process. Well, if you focus on building a skill, the skill of focusing, and this doesn't mean that 24 hours a day you're just focused, you're locked in, you're always working to achieve. What this really means is building habits, stacking those habits into routines, and then having set time where you're focused on your goals. And I think one of the easiest places to start, because even if you're not a routine person, is to start developing morning and evening routines. These could only, for starters, these could be 5 minutes long. They don't have to be super long. But what you're doing is you're setting up the actions that you want to do, and you're following one right after another and are in a pretty quick sequence to actually get the work done that is within your control. And I've used these types of systems for pretty much everything that I do. And I have systems and structures for everything from every single podcast that I do, everything with social media, everything for email. For email and just content in general, you just basically look at things and say, okay, one, is there a way that I can optimize this to where I'm eliminating wasted energy? And again, I want to stress, when I'm talking about this, I'm talking about when I'm taking some time to work through a process to do something, not 24/7. And I'm very much against becoming a productivity machine and just trying to optimize every single day. I think there are very few aspirations in life where you need to be on all the time. But what we're talking about here is that most of my processes when I do them are probably, depending on if it's just one task, that's probably 5 to 15 minutes in length. And if I'm cascading these things or doing a habit stack where one action leads to another and all this, you're probably talking, most of those are a half hour. But what you're doing is you're looking at these areas where you can really practice your focus. And again, morning routines and evening routines, even if you're starting with just 5 minutes at each, are a good place to do that, because what you're doing is you're saying, okay, all I'm going to focus on right now is what's right in front of me. And typically, it's interesting, you start the task and then you're focused in on it for just a couple of minutes. And some of these tasks, you actually will get to a point where you can almost automate doing them. Now, there's this whole thing of focusing your brain in, tuning your and dialing your brain down to where you're not wasting mental energy, focusing on certain things, turning certain things down. I say tuning things down instead of tuning them out. Because I think while you absolutely can get to a place where you're eliminating distractions when you are focused, that's what we're talking about when we're developing the skill of focus. You get to a point where you really are locked in and you can have stuff right within your, that you can see, like that's like right in your vision, and you can just like ignore it because you're so locked in on what it is that you're doing. But this, like all other skills, you start with a very short period of time. And I do think it's also, so we're talking morning routines and evening routines starting out. Now, depending on how your day is structured, and this isn't just for productivity and this isn't just for goals, you can start having focus time for other things. Think about the relationships that you have in your life, right? Your significant other, hopefully you've got some time built into where you can focus on each other, that you're, and you're actually hopefully doing a lot of that. Have set time where this starts. But here's the interesting thing. When you start building pockets of focus in, you'll start seeing opportunities throughout your week, not even just your day, because I think a lot of times when people think about this, we think about daily or almost daily, and it's not necessarily that. It's like a really good example is when Heather and I are able to have are able to just have a few days together. Like we have, you know, things that we do that are you know, structures and routines that we follow, and just so that we're able to be very present with one another. And there's things that we do on an almost daily basis for that, and there's things that we do, you know, when we're able to do visits as well. So, you know, but doing this, if you get really good if you're really good at building your systems and structures out, so these are the actions that you take, and kind of, again, when we talk about habit stacking, essentially it's doing one thing and then following it up with another. And we'll get into talking a lot more about that as well. And I have talked about that on podcasts before. But the whole idea here is, instead of saying, okay, I'm going to set all of these goals, because here's the funny part about goals. Everybody's got the same goal. Everybody that's going after the thing that you want has similar, if not the same, goals. What makes people different? Is it the amount of discipline that they have? Is it the amount of willpower they have? They may seem like they have a higher level of discipline, and they might actually have a higher level of discipline. But what I would argue, what you see isn't discipline, it's focus. And one of the biggest things with focus is you actually practice working on this as a skill. Now, we've talked about how you can find opportunities to set up other structures and routines throughout your day. But I said at the very beginning here, it is very important to take time away from this stuff day to day. Take breaks regularly. Have unstructured time. If you're somebody that is that sees yourself as very creative, which if you're taking the YLF 365 challenge, you know that you're creative and you're practicing your creative pursuits each and every day, almost daily, right? You need that time away from your processes. One, because you're going to be able, like when your mind is able to relax a little bit, you're going to be able to take in some stuff and see some patterns on how your routines have been working out for you over the last few weeks, months, whatever. But also, that gives your brain time. It's been focused. It hasn't just been humming wildly all day or all week because you've been doing this stuff, or all month whenever you started working on putting some structures around things and really working on your focus. But like, it's engaged, but it's not exhausted. So you're not hyper-focused on something, but also at the same time mentally exhausted. You're focused on the processes that you've built, but now that you've got some time away from it, you're looking at everything. Your mind has a chance to kind of pull some things in and solve some problems that maybe you've been thinking about consciously. Maybe these are just things that you've kind of been gnawing on in the back of your mind. So, you know, either way, it does kind of work out. So, you know, for you, if you really develop the skill of focusing, and I'm telling you guys, if you start doing this, I mentioned morning and evening routines, even if they were 5 minutes apiece, start with one, you know, so 10 minutes total. If you're not even there yet, create a 5 minute morning or evening routine for yourself, and then just see how that whole thing goes. And this can be by some of like the if you have absolutely zero routine, you have routines. You may not call them that, but you know, look at the first 5 minutes of your morning, or you know, take a block of the first 10 minutes and see how you, the first 10 minutes of your morning, what are your most productive 5 minutes out of those first 10? What is it that you're doing? And then create a structure around that. Or really what you're doing is calling out the structure that you've already developed. But here's the thing. Gradually, if you work on this stuff, these goals that you have, these achievements that you want to do, you will start to see a path on how to get there. Now, I mentioned the creativity before. Part of the creativity is being able to take a step back and look at the path that you're on and see if this is still the right place for you, whether you're hitting on going in the right direction for the goal that you want, or if you take a step back and you're like, oh, that goal isn't really what I want to do. Let's go over here and start this a little bit. But again, this all comes from working on the skill of focus. I want to hear your thoughts on this. If you're listening on Spotify, you've got the, what did you think of this episode? Just, you know, leave me a response there, or you can always email me. That is Daryl at darylperry.com. That's D-A-R-Y-L at D-A-R-Y-L-P-E-R-R-Y.com. Thank you as always for listening, and I will talk to you again real soon.